We are learning Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei Amebeis. We are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top. The beginning of the line says, Tavshel Legvina Choyva, we start from Omer Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei D'Rav Echiyah. Zog to Gemara. Omer, continuing now a sugya of Mayim Echoyim a little bit. Omer Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei D'Rav Echiyah, Mepnei Ma Omru Mayim Echoyim Choyva. What's Tak the reason why we said that to wash Mayim Echoyim, it's a Choyva, it's a Chiyah? So Gemara says, you know, wash Shemelech Stoimis Yesh, inside the melach that you dip in your bread to, always usually has a little melach stoimis, shemesames enayim, and this melach stoimis is can make a person blind, like Rashi says. V'amru chacham, makalek los achamal. You always have to eat salt. V'kim the naga b'melach ki hada yav yaday enayim esamalu. You could make yourself blind. Chasham. L'fikach tzarich l'not, and if you have to wash your hands after the suda in order to make sure of any melach stoimis. Salt from Sodom got on your hands, you should take them off. And every core of melech doesn't have so much melech Sodom, it has a little bit. A little bit of amount, a very little bit of amount, but still, since Sakana, be very careful, and therefore you have to wash your hands. Omalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Ravashi, Kol Milchamai, Kol is a lotion of weighing. Let's say you didn't actually eat a meal now, you dip into the salt. You were just weighing salt in order to sell it or to put it out for the suda. What's the halacha? Do you have to wash your hands afterwards or not? My.
For what?
Do you have to wash your hands? Because melech stoimis. What about melech stoimis? The salt. You weighed salt. So Shaila is now, you weighed salt either to sell it or to put it out for suda. Now, do you have to wash your hands or is dafka din by a suda? So Gemara says, yeah, I'm late, let me buy you, of course, kol shekein. Of course you have to wash your hands because you even touch it even more probably. If you're weighing it, you're probably going to touch it even more, so of course you have to wash your hands. So it's nothing to do with the suda really. It has to do with anytime you touch salt, you have to wash your hands. And usually a suda, you touch salt, therefore, you wash my mechorinim. There's a shita in Mesechus Brachos, the time, I think, that he says that since today it's not so kmotsu to have melach, so melach stoimis, so therefore maybe you don't have to wash anymore. It might say, we pass and you should wash my mechorinim. Oma Abai, Mereich Havamina, Hai Deloi Moshu Maya Basroi Al Ara. Why don't you? I always thought the reason why you don't wash Maya Machanim on the ground, we saw about this before, and we spoke out, it's Ruach Ra, comes from this Gemara, that I always thought the reason why you don't wash Maya Machanim, Maya Basroi means Maya Machanim on the ground, you had to put it into a keli or on the kinsa we had before. Well, I thought the reason was Zahuma. I thought it was disgusting because you don't want to put a smelly water on the floor. But Amali Mar, Rabbi Ban Achmeni, my Rebbe, told me it's not Pshat. Pshat is from the Sharia Ruach Ra. The reason is because of Ruach Ra. Nothing to do with Nikias, nothing to do with it's Mias, it has to do with Ruach Ra. Bama Abaya, Mereish Havamino, Hai Deloy Shokol Midi Mibsaira, Kinoka Inish Kasa. He's going to bring down a few different Minhagim that people did in Suda time, and he's going to explain that what the reason was. So first, I used to think, Rabbi says, I always thought the reason why you don't take something off the table when someone is picking up his cup to drink, Shema Yira Davaka Kala Basuda. I always thought the reason is because maybe it'll scare the guy into that he shouldn't take it in front of him. He might get angry. Why are you taking that? And he really wanted it, and he's going to choke on his drink. And therefore, that's why I thought you shouldn't take something with, you know, don't take the piece of schnitzel off the table while he's drinking his wine, because maybe he wanted that, and he'll get scared, and he'll choke on his wine. I always thought that was the reason. Omli Mar is not the reason. Omli Mar is the Koshi L'Ruach Tzirada. It's a psychotic thing, that it's Koshi for Ruach Tzirada, which either can mean some kind of headache, or a different type of sickness that could happen to someone who is if you do this while someone's drinking, you take this off the table, it could cause a ruach tzirada. I'm not sure to who. To the person who's taking something off the table, the person drinking. Probably the person drinking, it can happen. If someone's taking something off the table while this person's drinking, it could cause this ruach tzirada, which is a shayla what it means, either some kind of muscle pain or some kind of pain in the head. Loya maron, ella the shakal imhada. It's only if he takes the thing off the table and doesn't put it back. I'm a shakal vadure, if he takes and puts it back, less than bar is no problem. Loya maron, ella chos arba amas. Only if he takes away this item four amas away from the table. Aval teich arba amas, less than bar, there is no sakono. Loya maron, ella midi tzarach lesudasa. This is only a problem, something that's suda related, something needed for the suda. Aval midi tzarach lesudasa, less than bar is not a problem if you take that, if you remove that from the table, if you remove something, there's no shaykhis to the suda from the table, there was a box of tissues on the table, then it's not a problem to remove that while he's drinking his wine. He's even careful on a mortar, and a buchla tavli is like this cutting board they used to chop the spices on, because he held that was called tzar chesuda. He's very careful not to take that off the table when someone's drinking wine. Again, the reason is because kashil ruach tzarada. If you take someone off the table while someone's drinking wine, that's something needed for suda, it's kashil ruach tzarada. Vama by Mereish Avamina, hai de kanchi nashvara. The reason why you gather up all the crumbs, why do we sweep the crumbs off the floor? Why do we make sure there's no crumbs around? Mishum Nakarusa. I always thought the reason is because to keep your house clean, you don't want crumbs all around. Amali Mar, Rabbi Machmene says, no, it's a tifa Indian. Mishum Nakashila Aniyusa. This is not good for Anias. If someone leaves crumbs on the floor and steps on them, that's not good for Anias, because that shows you don't care about the leftover food, and it's not a good skula. It's a skula for Anias, which is not a good skula. And the Gemara brings a maisa to illustrate. Oh, gavra, the havim hadaleh. There was a gavra, the havim hadaleh, shara danu yusa. There was a certain guy, named, you know, whatever his name was, Reuven. He was a pretty rich person, and the sar of Anias was after him to make him into ani. But he couldn't reach him. Why? Because zar nashvara. He was very tuva. He was very careful about crumbs. Therefore, the sar of Anias couldn't make him poor. Yom echad, one day he was out on a picnic. Karach lifta ayibli. Some say lost in rifta. He broke bread. He ate some bread on grass. Omar, so the sar said, "Oh, I got him this time." Hashta vada nafu biyadi. For sure, he fell into my hands. Like as they sweep up the crumbs off the grass. Lamaisa, he kept an eye on him. Basa the achim, after he finished eating, I see Mari brought a shovel. Akrinul yivli, he was oiker. He ripped out, he uprooted all the grass. Shadin lanara threw it into the water, and this way no one steps in it. See, mamish, he filled up everything. Shamei, so this person heard, this Reuven heard the sar, the malach saying to himself to come avai the afku gavram abese. He threw me out of the house. He thought he had him here. The Sar Anias thought he had him. And I say he was so careful on crumbs. And this is where a lot of people are very makvid not to throw out crumbs, even to eat all the crumbs. It comes from this Gemara that, because there's the Gemara in Pesachim says, the Malach that is the Sar of Anias is called Nikur. It's called the cleanliness. He has that name. He's very makvid on people not stepping on crumbs. Another Memram. Reishav Amina, Haidloi Shossi Ufyo. The reason why we don't drink the foam off the top of the beer or the wine, because it's mias to drink the foam. Only Mara, so my Rebbe Rav Nachmanides told me it's not true. The reason is because it's dangerous. It's the kashi for a karsom, which means rerum abam and achaitim. Rash says it's a certain sickness that starts in the head and it comes out through the nostrils and makes a very runny nose, and so it's dangerous a little bit to drink the foam. It's not healthy. So he said that Mishta Kasha Lekarsam. So now we know Mishta Kasha Lekarsam. If you drink it, it's not good for this sickness called Karsam, which means a runny nose. Minfach Bay, if you blow it off, Kashila Reisha. It's not good for headaches. Mitchaya, if you push it with your hands, Rashas V'yadil Tzadim, then Kashila Niyusa. Then it's not good for Anias for poverty. It could cause poverty. Maitakante, let's say someone actually does drink the foam. What should he do to try to save himself now? It's too late. He didn't learn this Gemara. He thought he had to drink the foam. And he drank the foam. What should he do? The Shake Shuke should push the... Maitakante... sorry, it's in a second. Refuah. Maitakante means, first of all, what should he do if he has foam with half of his cup? He can't push the star of his hand. He can't blow it. He can't drink. What should he do? So the Shake Shuke, let it push it, mix it into the cup. Now, the Gemara says, what's the Eitzah for Refuah? Lekarsom the Chamra, if someone drinks the foam by mistake, and he drank some of the karsom of the Chamra of the wine, Shichra, he should drink beer afterwards, that's a good Refuah. The Shichra, if he drinks the foam from the beer, Maya, drink water afterwards. But if you drink the foam of a Maya, I'm not sure foam of Maya, I guess you pour very quick, there's foam there. The Maya, if you drink that foam, less than the Kante, there's no Eitzah. That's a saying people say. You find a lot of Talmud Shas in different ways, but the ani gets poorer. The poor person gets poorer. Here also, the poor person only has water, and now he drank the foam. He has nothing to fix himself with. Only if you're a fancy person, you drink wine or beer, could you have Eitzah of Refuah. Why don't you makisha to also ginoy? When a gardener makes a bundle of, let's say, garlic or onions, you should first untie the bundle to take out your onion. Don't pull it out of the bundle. You shouldn't do that. So always the reason is assume the Mexican Rav Sanusa. It looks like, you know, you're starving, hungry. You grab it out. Open it like a match. Don't grab it out of the package. But that's always thought the reason was. Omali Mar, it's not the reason. Omali Mar is in the kosher l'kshofim. Because this, if you take out a yarek, a vegetable, from the bundle, it's not good for kshofim. It allows witchcraft to be chal on you, to work on you. And the Gemara gives a maisa to illustrate the Indian. Rav Chista and Rav Huna, two Amoroyim, have a ka'azi barber. They were about to get on a ship. Omali Mar Matanusa, there was a certain non-Jew there, non-Jewish goita, a lady. And she says, you know, can I come with you? It's, you know, I'll pay a third of the price. We'll get a good deal. Oysa Madaichu, can I come with you on the boat? Loy Oysa, no, Oysa. He said, no, I don't want you. Omra Milsa, so she got upset. So she said, Epis, something, some kind of witchcraft. She said something. And she tried to stop the boat. Asart Larba, and she tied up the boat. The boat couldn't move. Omru Inu Milsa, they said something. And Shayura let it go. Now, Rashi Ravarans, what do you mean? How could they be over on the Issa of witchcraft? So Rashi says, one pshat is because, V'oysin lahatz la'atz miyad michshol. You learn to do it to save yourself from miyad michshol. V'ikad omrush, omrush shame v'loymucha milsa. He says, some people say just said a shame, but Rashi loymucha milsa. Now, there is a girsa in some Gemaras that she said milsa, and they said milas, without the aleph. So it stands for Mem Lamed Sof, stands for Mechashefa Loi Sechaya. That's what they said. They're the Pasuk Mechashefa Loi Sechaya. When they connected to the Pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what obviously mitigated the whole witchcraft. So Omra Luhu, so she said about them, Shayu, the boat what left. So Omra Luhu, she said about them, my Avaluhu, what should I do for you? My witchcraft can't have an effect on you. Why not? Because these three things. First of all, when they go to the Beis HaKisei, they don't wipe themselves with a shard of earthenware, because that's not good for kshafim. They use the grass or tissues. When they kill a louse, they don't kill it on their clothing. They first flick it off and then they kill it. They don't take out a vegetable from the bundle of the gina. So this is the makar for that idea that Rabbi Nachmani told Abaya, that this idea they shouldn't take out a vegetable from the bundle because it's not good for witchcraft. Oh my Abaya, Reish Avamino, Haid Lo Achli Yarka the Nafal Atako Moshul Yisusa. By the beginning, I used to think that the reason why you don't eat. It's saying off of mitaka. I don't eat a vegetable that fell off the table onto the floor. I thought you don't eat it off the floor because it's meats. Omli Mar, it's not the reason. Mishum, the kosher reakapet. It's not good for the odor of the mouth. It's not good if he's eating off the ground. Why don't I sit? You shouldn't sit under the gutter. Mishum shayfchim, because there might be dirty water coming out of that gutter. A lot of times they did a lot of household work or even other things on top of the roof. And a lot of the water coming off the roof might be dirty water. Don't sit under it because it's you don't want to get dirty from the water. That's why I thought the reason we don't sit under a gutter. Amli Mar, the reason is a different reason. Mashum, the Shechichim Mazikim, because that is where the Mazikim hang out. The Shadim hang out over there. There was these porters who were schlepping a chavis of wine. Bola spuka, they wanted to rest. And they put down the barrels and they sat on the rest. They put down the barrels punked under the gutters. Paka, one of the barrels got cracked. Looks like someone went and cracked it. So also compared to Baravashi, they went to Adin Torah to Baravashi to bring this person who cracked this to Adin Torah. They know they cracked it. So Apik Shapure, the Maizer Rashi blew the shofar, Shamte, he put them into Cherim. If you don't come, whoever did it doesn't come. Basically, he called the Mazikim to Din Torah, called these Shadim Din Torah, come Din Torah, you broke this guy's warrant. Also come, the Maizer, they came in front of Ravashi. Omalei, Amai Savrach, why'd you go break this guy's barrels? Omalei, hey Chiever, what should I do? They put it into my ear. Basically, they put it, this is where I live. This is my place. You don't put something in my property. You put it in my property. Amalei, at B'duchashichu Rabbim, my boys. Why are you setting up shop in a place with Shichu Rabbim? This is where porters walk by and back and forth the whole day. It's a Malkim Shichu Rabbim. You can't set up shop there. At B'duchashonis, you should change the place. Zil Shlim, go pay for it. Amalei, Amalei, at B'duchashonis means you change your place. Your place shouldn't be here, but Rabbim. Zil Shlim, go pay. Amalei, give me some time, I'll pay you. I need some time to get money. He made up a time, let's say 2 weeks. He wasn't there yet. He also, when he finally came with the money, why didn't you come on time? Kol mili, any item that's tzayir, that's tied up, v'chosim, that's has a siman on it, signed, v'kayel, it's sealed, v'kayel, and it's weighed, or money, and it's measured, all these things, less lon reshusel mishkumene. I can't take those stuff, adem eshtak, v'shekhinah me'idah hafkera. Anything that someone put aside, and weighed it, and measured it, and tied it, and made a siman on it, and sealed it, those things are not hefker. So I have to wait to find something hefker. They don't have a job, these shades. They don't have a salary. So the only way to get something from hefker, that's why it took a while. I guess the Gemara is trying to bring down over here that even a shade doesn't steal. He says, beginning I thought, the reason why we don't take any water that pools on top of the barrel, you shake it off. Why? Because I'm worried some twigs got in there that doesn't tap of the water. The top layer of the water is something dirty. That's why I thought you have to throw it out. My rabbi told me a different reason. So ne'ikam mayim arom. Because there's mayim that shadim drank from it. Mazikim drank from it. That's why I have to remove it. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa. Who bar shadia the habir apapa. Our papa had a shade actually as one of his servants, one of his masharsim. The habir apapa. Ozal suyim mayim anara. He was the water carrier. He sent him to the river to bring up some water. Ikiv, took him a while. Kiosso, when he came back, only mayim ikiv kavis. Why did it take so long? Amalhu, ad khalfi mayim aram. I wanted to wait till there was, I saw Mazikim drinking some water. I wanted to wait till that water was gone and I got new water. Ad hachi, lemaisa, after he brought the water back, he saw one day, chazin on top of Amar Alv, now the kashadu mayim apum dechatzva. He saw that the household of our papa used to throw off the water, the top layer. If I would have known that you do that, I wouldn't have waited. I would have just brought you. I know you throw it. If you throw it at the top, it's fine. I could have brought it for you. Now, Tosfos, Bavarn's two kashas, the question, Tosfos on top. Tosfos says, what was the big deal? Why do you have to wait? He should have just removed the water himself when he was down by the river. He saw them drinking. He should have just removed that water and take the rest. Why do I have to wait? Why didn't you just let them know? He should have came back home and said, by the way, our family, I have water for you. The top layer, take it off because they'll say, why do you have to wait? So he says like this. He says, if he would have let everyone know that the shadim drank from it, the other shadim, they'll be angry at him. This way of throwing off a top layer only helps for the actual person drinking it. Not for Moshe. Moshe can't do that, and that's the reason why he waited till there was no water from the shadim. But he said, if I would have known you throwing it off, I wouldn't have had a problem with that. But that's what he waited for.